This is the Winning Brand Podcast, the podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs and small businesses level up with the right tools and resources to help you win in business. Now, let's get into today's show with your host, Chase McGee.
Hey, winners. Welcome to the Winning Brand Podcast. I'm your host, Chase C. McGee. If you haven't already, please make sure that you subscribe to the podcast for priceless content like today. I'm very excited to introduce my guest today, Leah Collins. She is a money mentor and a coach. You guys know how I've been begging for one of these on the show, right? And we have her. She's also a personal finance blogger. She helps people achieve financial independence by teaching them the art of managing their money in a fun and simple way. Within 18 months, she paid off $40,000 of debt. Yes, $40,000. Purchased rental property and increased her credit score to over 800. She uses her story to empower millennials to change the trajectory of their lives, families, and their communities. So let's jump in. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for being on the show. We have been wanting someone like you forever to help us understand this money piece. So you are in the arena that most entrepreneurs are so terrified of, finance. Give us a little background of who you are and how you got into finance.
Okay. So finance, money, math, finance have always been my passion. I'm practically obsessed with personal finance. You can ask my family or friends. I'm sure they get tired of talking about it. It consumes me. I think about it all the time. But it's not so much the money that I'm fascinated by. It's more so the freedom and the opportunities, the flexibility, the access, the power that personal finance and wealth and proper money management can provide. So I really got into personal finance about 2 years ago due to certain circumstances. I purchased a house that I could not afford. I was working a job that was stressing me out, that was physically making me sick. And that's the thing with personal finance and with money is that it affects every aspect of our life, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm working a stressful job because I need money to pay for this house that I can't afford. So I get anxiety. So that's affecting my mental health. Then I physically was getting sick. So that was affecting my physical health. And then, of course, when I get home, I'm drained. I'm exhausted. So the people I love most, I don't have any time to pour into them. So it's affecting my relationships. So it really affects every aspect of our life. And I just knew that I had to make a change. So that's what I did. I enrolled in, I don't know if you've heard of Dave Ramsey.
Yes, of course.
So I enrolled in Financial Peace University, and that completely changed the course of my life. And that's when I paid off the $40,000 in debt. And here I am.
And, you know, I love the money stories on the show because as we were talking before the show and you heard Kylie Summers' episode, and that's how he got started as well. He enrolled in the course and he had this aha moment to create the app, right? Mm-hmm. And because he said, you know, there was something that he just realized that it was stressing him out as well. So tell us how you got into, like, formulating your plan to get out of debt, like kind of walk us through that journey.
Okay. So like I said, I took the course and the first step is saving an emergency fund. So I had already saved that right out of college. So I didn't have to worry about that. My biggest issue was eliminating the debt. So first I made a budget and I didn't think that would have that much of an impact, but it absolutely did. I didn't realize how much money I spent on eating out. I was literally eating out for breakfast, lunch, and dinner doing Uber Eats. Yes. I just spent a lot of money on unnecessary things, and I did not realize that. So the first thing was budgeting, and then I realized where my money was going. And once I started tracking to that budget, it was like I had instant raises each pay period because I had all this money left over that I could throw at the debt. So that was the first thing. And then any windfall spending that I had went towards my debt. So I tackled the credit cards first because they had the highest interest rate, paid those off within a couple of months. And then after that was a student loans that so many of us are struggling to pay off. So I knocked that out with the budgeting, and then I got a performance bonus. I did very well at work that year. So I was able to use some of that to pay off the bonus as well. And I'm really just sticking to the budget, and getting accountability partners was huge. That was very huge to have someone hold you accountable, and preferably someone who's already been where you have been and achieved your goals, because they can actually give you good advice and keep you on, you know, that path to financial freedom.
And I think that's so important, having, like you said, having that accountability, because when you don't have anyone checking you to say, do you really need to be going out this week? Exactly. Do you really need to? Because, you know, going out is, oh my God, you know, that in itself is an entire bill, okay? Right. Like, you're going out, you paying for food and then drinks, and then you want to buy a drink for your friend if it's on you. Like, it's just, and don't go somewhere where you have to pay for parking.
Oh, you gosh.
Know, it's like, that in itself, because I had one of my clients, what I have them do before they work with me is I need to know their budget to even know if they can afford to work with me. So it's not wasting either one of our time, right?
That's a great idea.
Yeah, like,
that.
Check the budget.
Yeah, can you even pay me? I love it.
Yeah, because they'll get like a month or two in the process and be like, oh my God, I don't have the money. Right. And then I'm like, well, no, you need to go see finance coach to get that together. And then you can come back and then we can work on some things. But they have no idea how much they can and can't afford. So I really started vetting clients like that. Like, listen, I need you to take a look at your budget, because you can't say you're all in, but you can't afford to be all in. And sometimes it's just a minor tweak or something that they could do, you know? Yeah. Absolutely. To go ahead and change. So my question that I want to know outside of the audience right now, and I'm pretty sure they want to know too, this student loan debt, let's talk about that. How did you do that?
So I had about, mine wasn't outrageous, I don't think. I think I had the average amount, which is about 30,000, or at least that was the average.
Okay, years. I'm in that arena.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So like most people, I just did the minimum payments for years. And then about, I think 2 or 3 years ago, I was down to maybe 15,000. And at that point I looked at my final payoff date. I was just like, this is ridiculous. Like, I need to just knock this out. So that's what I did with the budgeting, the windfall payments. And another major thing that I did, so I have a condo in DC that I was living in. It's a 2-bedroom condo. So I rented out the second bedroom, and that was significant because that paid for half of my mortgage, half of my condo fees. So all that money I was saving, I threw at my student loans. That was $1,100 a month that I was saving that I could put it towards my student loans. So I was able to knock that out very quickly after I got a roommate. And I know a lot of people don't like to go the roommate route, but if you can stick it out for a year, it is so worth it.
Exactly. Cause you know, I have a friend and she does Airbnb and for one of her rooms. And she's like, it saved her life. You know, it saved her budget. It saved her life. And she's like, she's totally good with it. She's been doing it for 2 years now. And she's like, it literally helped me stay focused financially and to really get, you know, pay down my debt. So for those of you who are like thinking of creative ways and options, you know, it's like Leah said, you know, you may not want to go the roommate route. However, for a little while, it just may be worth this, you know, the cramped space or the inconvenience to be convenient, you know, later. So
and if you bring your applicants, it's a lot easier. If you do a good job, right, then, you know, that takes a lot of the work out of it. So,
yeah. So let's talk about mindset a little bit, because I'm really, really big on everything is centered around mindset. And, you know, when it comes to starting the business and getting your finances right. So what is like one action step, one small thing that they can just even like get focused to get their mind together.
Okay, just one. I have so many. Okay, I'll do one.
Okay, give me as many as you need to.
So the first one, well, I think the most important one really is knowing your why. Like, why are you doing this? Mm. My why is because I wanted the ability to live my life on my own terms. I wanted to have the option of not working if I don't want to. I wanted to have the option to pick and choose which jobs come my way. So that way I can do something that is actually fulfilling to me and something that I enjoy. I love to travel. So I wanted to eventually be in a position to where I can just say, you know, I want to take a year sabbatical and I want to travel the world. I want to go shopping in Tokyo. I want to hike Mount Kilimanjaro. I want to go spend 3 months with my elderly grandmother. Like, that's the life that I want to live. So I think knowing your why, I know a lot of people have kids, so maybe that could be your why. You want to have generational wealth and you don't want your kids to struggle, and you want to pass your legacy on to your kids and their kids. So I think just knowing your why is very important, because when you're making that purchase that you probably don't need to make, you can just think, okay, is this really worth, you know, me not achieving my goals? So that's one thing that really helped me. Another thing that was a game changer for me was just being content with what I have. Mm-hmm. In our culture, in American culture, everyone wants, you know, bigger and better. We're trying to impress other people who don't even matter. Most of those people are broke as well. So, like, why do you even care what they think, you know? They're just keeping up with the Joneses. So, that was a game changer for me, too, because I used to have a shopping addiction.
Really?
Yes, it was bad. It wasn't until I had a friend come over and help me clear out my condo that I realized how bad it was. I had bags and bags of clothes with tags on it that I had to give away to Goodwill. It was horrible. So just being content with what you have, because most of us, we have more than we need. So I'm trying to adopt a minimalist lifestyle. Mm-hmm. That's not necessary, but that's what I'm attempting to do. But really just being content and knowing your why and staying focused on that will help people go a long way.
That living the minimalist lifestyle, I've been so serious about it. I was like, could I really do a tiny house?
I'm thinking about that too.
Or can I do a tiny house?
I can do it. Yeah, absolutely.
I think because they're so beautiful and they're so, you know, where they're so convenient. And I'm like, okay, for the amount of time that I really stay at home anyway versus working and traveling, I think I can make this work, right? And yeah. I've really been, because I see, you know, like a lot of my friends, they're getting, you know, nice homes and cars. And I'm like, for 1 second in my life, I thought I wanted that. And then I'm like, no, I would rather travel.
Right.
I would rather take a 2-week vacation.
Yeah.
For sure. So yeah, what are a couple of other ways that people can really just like wrap their minds around, you know, getting their financial lifestyle together?
So one of the things that I focus on, we were talking about money mindset, and the reason it's so important is because, so with personal finance, most of the basics are common sense, right? When you get into investing, that's a little more knowledge is required with that. But as far as the basics of personal finance, like budgeting, spending, spending less, saving, we all know, most of us know that, right? It's just that that's not always as easy as it seems. It seems straightforward, it seems easy, but it's really not. And so with the coaching, what I try to do is I try to figure out or help everyone determine what those mental roadblocks are that are preventing them from executing that budget or controlling their spending or telling that family member no, that family member that's constantly asking for money, telling them no. And I think once people are able to break those psychological barriers and obstacles that are preventing them from achieving their goals, then they'll be able to go, you know, a lot further.
Yeah. So where are you seeing that people are identifying their money issues? Is it from childhood? Is it from, where is it starting to really stem from as you're working with your clients?
A lot of it is from childhood. So most of us don't grow up talking about money at the dinner table. I know I didn't. My parents taught me to pay my bills, have a little stashed away for a rainy day, and that was it. So all this time, I'm like, okay, I have my bills paid, my credit's good, I have a little bit of my 401k, I'm fine. And a lot of people just don't know what they don't know, and they don't realize that wealth is possible. I don't know if you've read the book, The Millennial or The Millionaire Next Door.
Yes.
So yeah, that's a really cool book. So reading that book and taking the Dave Ramsey course made me realize, okay, a normal, average, you know, middle-class person like me can obtain wealth. It is possible. So a lot of it comes from childhood, and a lot of people have emotional triggers. So I was talking to a friend of mine. We were trying to get to the root of her issue, and we realized it was when her mother passed is when her spending got out of control and she accumulated all this credit card debt. So it's really getting to the root of everyone's issue to see what that individual person's, you know, barrier or obstacle is.
Oh, wow. And I think it's very important that you deal with, especially dealing, you know, with your clients, because I know it really does stem a lot from our childhood, especially in our culture, because we never talked about money in my household. I never knew like about checking accounts and savings accounts. My mom was like, a great month is nothing got turned off and everything got paid on time. That was it. If we didn't, like, she literally was that the person that was from check to check. And I think that's why my mindset was so different, because that terrified me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I just can't. Like, how can you just be okay with being like a paycheck away from homelessness? That scares the hell out of me. That is terrifying. So yeah, I think we do need to have more of these conversations around money and understand it, especially for, you know, entrepreneurs and small business owners that are like, I want to start a business, but if you can't understand your expenses at home,
how are you going to, exactly. Yeah.
How does,
and that's what people don't understand. You are a business. Mm-hmm. Me as Leah Marie Collins, I'm a business. I'm an enterprise, and I have to function and operate as such. And a lot of people don't view it that way.
It does not. So what tips could you give like a new entrepreneur and a new, you know, small business that is, they're really focused on starting a business, but their finances is kind of, what advice can you give them?
My advice would be to get your personal finances together first. Me personally, I would save up a year's worth of expenses just to be on the safe side. And I think that will give you, that way you're not stressed out about money. You can completely throw yourself into your business and focus on that the way that you need to without having to worry about the lights getting cut off or your car getting repoed. That would be my number one piece of advice. And also get an accountant. Make sure you get an accountant.
Yeah.
Manage your business finances. That's a mistake that I see a lot of people do.
That is imperative. So tell us about your coaching and your programs and some of the things that you offer.
So right now I do one-on-one coaching with my clients, and it really all depends on what specifically that they are going through at the time. So I have them take an assessment, and then from that assessment, we identify what particular pain points that they need help with. So we have, depending on the package that they select, you get so many sessions that are an hour and a half long, and we'll create a customized financial plan to help them resolve their unique situation. I create a personalized budget for them. They get unlimited email support, ongoing accountability, and guidance on all their specific questions throughout the program.
Oh, I like that. So basically, they can really just starting to understand the foundation of money and how to have a better relationship with it.
Right, exactly.
Okay, because yeah, you know, people struggle with having healthy relationships with money. That is something very interesting. All right, well, we are not going to hold you and take up too much of your time. I thank you so much for talking with us. But before we go, I have to ask you a very fun question that I ask all of my guests. No one has ever had the same question twice.
Okay. And I was prepared for this. I heard some of your other
Awesome. Thank you. I love when that happens. Most people are like, oh my God. Okay. So your question is, would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
100 duck-sized horses. I hear ducks are very mean by nature, so I think I would do the second one. Actually, I know they are because I got attacked by one when I was in D.C. this last year. Yes, it was very traumatizing.
But oh, yeah. My God. Okay. So you would rather fight 100 duck-sized horses?
Yes, absolutely. Any day.
All righty. Well, you are definitely winning in this finance space, and I'm so happy to have had you on the show. Tell everyone where to find you and how to connect and stay connected with you.
You can visit me on my website at leahmariecollins.com, and you can find me on Instagram at @TheLeahMarieCollins.
And that's where I stalked her, ladies and gentlemen, on IG. For sure. Okay, well, I will definitely put all of the information down in the show notes and in the description on YouTube. Well, I would like to thank you so much for being a part of the Winning Brand Podcast and bringing your expertise to the show.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
It was a pleasure. And as we wrap for the day, everyone, always remember, the price is what you pay, value is what you get. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to the Winning Brand Podcast. Please take a moment to comment, rate, and subscribe on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Podcasts. And to view the podcast, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Until next time, have a winning week.